It should start now.
Yes, it is.
Did you don't miss the? Hear what I said, sir? Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. My daddy, yeah.
I said, yeah.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Clarendon Connection with its Pastor Rowan Cameron. He's not here tonight. I'll be sitting in the hot seat. My name is Reverend Dr. Pamela Richards Cameron, his wife. Praise be to God. We're just going to do a talk show tonight, and I have a few guests with me tonight. And I just want to invite everyone to come in and join and just give your input, and we're going to have girl talk. So I want to welcome, we have quite a few ladies that is on tonight. So we just want to give a shout out to Pastor Rowan Cameron, wherever you are, man of God, God bless you. Thank you for this opportunity where I can sit in and we can have such a great discussion. Tonight I have with me, we're going to have joining us, Missionary Leslie Ann Campbell. She is from the women's group in Brampton, Ontario. We also have a Pastor Jennifer Hoos, who's also from she runs her own ministry, the War Room. We have Christine. We're gonna have Christine Graham Allen. She is a global payroll manager, also the vice president of the women's group. We have Dawn Christine. She's a real estate broker and also the administrator of the women's group. So we have quite a number of women that is joining us here tonight. And I just want you to feel free. Welcome. And as I throw out the words, the questions, we will just play it by here. We also have Donnet McIntosh will also be joining us tonight. She's also from the women's group, and she's the treasurer of the women group. It is Blog Talk Radio, Clarendon Connection, and it is going to be a night of fun, laughter, and some serious matters at hand. Umesi online right now is Pastor Jennifer Hoods here with us tonight? Leslie and Campbell, are you here? Missionary Leslie and Campbell?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I welcome you and I thank you for coming tonight. Tonight we have a great topic at hand, and I just wanted to introduce yourself and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Leslie Ann Campbell, and I've invited my friends. When I say my friends, I mean my girls, my circle. We came together, as a matter of fact, back in 2013, the Lord laid it on my heart that we needed to do a movement, almost like women, we needed to be there for other women. And so, you know, I went to the Lord and he showed me the friends that I should ask. And I called them up and every one of them was in agreement. And what we did was we came together and we formed the women's group. And mm-hmm. what we do is we actually put on informational events for women that are free. So whether it's talking about finances or on mental health and, you know, physical wellness, we put on events so that women can come to these events and take something away that will enhance their life. Because I believe that if we can help to educate a woman, we help to educate a nation. And so this is what we've been doing for 2013, and it has been very successful, very successful.
So I want to ask you, are the women there with you now, or they're going to be calling in differently?
No, we're all here on the line. The only one that did not make it was Stephanie, but Christine is here. Christine, can you say hello?
Hello, greetings. Greetings, woman of God. I am so excited about this conversation. I'm in great anticipation.
Awesome. I'm excited to have you, Christine. Very much excited to have you. And I'm sure you have some great things to say. And Dawn
with us.
Yes, go ahead, Dawn.
Yes, hi, this is Dawn. I'm here. I'm also excited to hear the topics and what everyone has to say. So thank you.
You're welcome. And so I have also, yes, go ahead.
We also have done that, yes.
Yes.
So good night, what? Everyone. I'm in great anticipation just to hear and discuss the matter at hand. So it's very exciting.
Thank you. Ladies, I really appreciate you taking the time out at such short notice to come, and so that we can sit and we can talk. I know there's so much women that is out there that is going through so much. Some of them are going through silent pain. And when I say silent pain, is that they are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to say that they're just broken, they're being abused. You know, we want to know how we want to find out how we can help these women, how we can reach these women, and why these women continue to go through this, these kind of violence, abuse, and you know what I'm saying? So, let me take a moment and just welcome Pastor Jennifer to the line, and then we will get right into the topic, because we only have 1 hour, and this topic is a hot topic. Pastor Jennifer Wood.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Dr. Cameron. Thank you for having me on. God bless you all, and let's dig in.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. So I'm gonna start with Minister Leslie, and I'm gonna ask you the question: can gender-based violence be prevented?
When you say gender-based,
I'm talking about women. We're talking about women tonight. We're talking about women that have been going through so much. Men are, don't get me wrong, men are being abused too. But tonight, we're focusing on women.
Talking about women. Yeah. Well, it's funny because my friends and I, we were kind of talking a little bit about what, you know, tonight's topics were on. And one of the things that we brought up was the fact that there's a lot of men that are killing their girlfriends or their wives.
Yeah.
And, you know, can it be avoided? I think, you know, abuse becomes, like, I think that there are red flags. I think that, you know, you start dating someone and you can see the obsessiveness in them before it gets to the black eye or before it gets to the broken nose. I don't know. I've never really been in an abusive relationship, but I would think that a man wouldn't just meet you and just start beating you up right away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that to be avoided, if you see the red flags and you choose not to stay in that relationship, that's just my opinion. I don't know what anybody else might want to add.
But, you know, in some cases, some women would say, but I'm in love. They are so in love that they, but to me, it's not, they don't love themselves. They're so in love with the man. But what about yourself? What about yourself? You've been abused. You've been, you've been mistreated, which is not right.
Well, Dr. Campbell, you hit the nail on the head where that's concerned. And also, Leslie Ann, it's Christine speaking. We're not visual on Zoom, so I guess due respect to the audience, the voice, in regards to what you're saying, Dr. Cameron, and to bounce off of what Leslie Ann was saying in regards to the actual abuse itself, it's a two-edged sword, because one of the things that we honed in on earlier on in the assessment of what really women need to hear about is self-esteem. And
yeah.
Self-esteem is something, fundamental power. And something, when I listened to Marilyn Mist, as one of the authors back in the day, Marilyn Mist, and she says that low self-esteem is not a personal crisis. It's a spiritual crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a two-edged sword. When it comes to a man, and I've witnessed from a child, I witnessed abuse where my auntie abused my cousin, and we were both school children. But because, and we're talking about abuse here, and I'm drawing the dots between where it starts, the seed that's planted, and then where it ends up. So that being said, my aunt, when we were, myself and my cousin, we were doing schoolwork. And my aunt would intimidate my cousin and say, okay, what is the answer? And he would paralyze through fear of not answering because my aunt would then abuse him, whether kick him or beat him badly because he had the wrong answer. This is a young man, and so what are you teaching in that sense? So we have to look at the holistic, the 360 view of where the abuse and the seed is coming from. So that being said, I grew up witnessing my aunt being abused by her, my uncle, and it was, you know, whether or not she had food ready when he got home from, you know, work, or whether or not he had a bad day and he had to take it out on somebody. So at the end of the day, she was the target. She loved him, and so she taught from a young age that the abuse that she received from that man equaled love. And it's a psychological balance, a scale, if you will. Because, again, I have my best friend, close at heart, I witnessed in high school that her boyfriend kicked her. And he kicked her in the stomach, and I witnessed that. And I stood up for her and started fighting him. But 2 weeks later, they're hugging together, and I'm on the outside, and they're together, and I'm thinking to myself, where is the root of that? So years later, we're still friends, thank God, but the root of that is that she was then
abused by her dad. So she, by some way, associated that if he doesn't hit me, he doesn't love me. And so many women, I don't know if anyone's listening to that, you know, that paradigm that a lot of young women associate abuse with love. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm not a therapist, but I'm just telling you my history and my story of what I've seen and witnessed in my life. True story where, you know, she's gone. My friend had, she's an accomplished woman. She's an executive. But if the man doesn't have an edge, so to speak, a bad boy thing about him, he just doesn't find it attractive. I don't know if you have anyone, you know, if you've witnessed that.
Yeah, I've heard that time and time again, and that's just a bad thing that is that women believe. If women can believe that and still believe in it, believe in something like that in this day and age, so they have to be re-educated. They need to be re-educated. They, you know, something has to be done because that is not right. And we know as mature women now that that is not right and it has to be fixed, because then it goes down the line. The children that they have will think that it's okay for their spouse to beat them, and it continues down the lineage. When does it stop? When does it stop? Okay, I want to go on to the next question, and I'm going to ask Pastor Jennifer Woods this question. I'm asking her, but it's thrown out to everybody. So the question is, Pastor Jennifer, is do you think that violence against women have increased through this pandemic?
Oh, most definitely. First off, let me say good evening, ladies. I jumped in late here, but nonetheless, I'm still in. But yes, to answer your question, Dr. Cameron, yes. This lockdown has put an excessive amount of pressure on families, on relationships, period, because wherein a lot of women and men were able to escape each other. Let me back up here a little bit. So you're living in an abusive situation, and you've accepted it as, I don't want to say the norm. Some people do, some don't. You're living in an abusive relationship, and for whatever reason, you're in it, whether you feel you can't get out because of the threat, or, you know, you're hoping that it is going to get better, whatever the situation is, all the reasons are behind you living in this situation. The reasons are quite evident. They're real to you. And so in this pandemic, I am of a firm belief, I'm watching and I'm observing quite keenly that this pandemic has brought about a lot of excessive pressure on the family, in that families, the husband is in the home more readily, the wife is in the home more readily because a lot more people are working from home. Some have lost their jobs, whatever the transition might be. It's real to the families, and they're experiencing it. And so as a result, I've noticed that there's a lot more one-on-one crime, and just so many things are coming out of this. But I want to back up further, way back. This is all based on spiritual. You know me, Dr. Pham. I base everything. I look at everything from a spiritual perspective, and I have to go there.
Yes.
And when man left the presence of Almighty God, it means that we took a fall. Mm-hmm. When we take a fall, it means that we're not in our right position. And based on this fall and the fact that we're not in our right place, it leaves us open to functioning at a deficit on every level. God gave man a mandate, and because man has moved away from that mandate, and the enemy is now in our house, so to speak, he has got access, he's got right, we ceded our dominion to the enemy. This is what is going to happen. And as a result of this, we are going to see more and more abuse coming from families, more abuse coming from from men. But people of God, don't forget, it was in the Bible. When we talk about Abigail and Nabal, if we read the story and look at it through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, we will see that Abigail was a woman that was in an abusive relationship. And so the quickest opportunity that she got, she was able to move away from that situation as she went, as we saw her, went into the presence of David to sort of quell what was about to happen. But really and truly, realistically speaking, she was at the mercy of a drunkard. She was at the mercy of a man that was full of pride. She was at the mercy of this man that was so arrogant and so full of himself that it is not funny. And if we look all over Scripture, Solomon tells us in Proverbs 3:31, he says, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose not any of his ways." What does that mean? It means that this person is so dominant and so what's the word, controlling, that when you observe this situation, Solomon is saying, stay away from all of this because this cannot work to benefit anyone. And so I think hurt people. And our male need to know how to treat their counterpart. And a lot of males have not been educated along these lines. What they know is men don't cry, and men are supposed to come down with a high and mighty hand. And so this action, this behavior is being perpetrated throughout the generations, and we see it becoming cyclic. So I just see this as so much more of a bigger picture, but it starts with the spiritual component. Once we're able to hone in on the spiritual component and begin to pray and begin to come together as a people, as a nation, as a family, as a community, and begin to resist this spirit, because, like I said, it is a spirit. And
yes,
God has taught us how to do it. We have, and for those of us who do not have a handle on it, we have people out there with a handle on it. And I'm not saying that this problem is going to go away overnight, but we have the power to say, listen to me, to tell that young woman, you don't have to sit in that abusive relationship. To tell that man, you don't have to beat that woman, be it your girlfriend or your wife or as the case might be. And to take it a step further, you see, the plan of the enemy is always to shut down the male. So the male is going to go to prison. You see what I'm saying? So there's so many issues to come out of this that it is not funny, because what? The enemy is after the seed. And if the enemy can get the seed on any level at all costs, then he will go for the juggler. And so we have to look at it from a holistic approach. And I can stay here and go on tonight, but I'm gonna just leave it for somebody else to jump in, maybe based on what I'm saying here, whether people agree or they don't agree. But I'm coming at this through the eyes of a more in-depth level of a spiritual base than anything else.
Okay, ladies. Thank you, Pastor John. We're going to come right back. It's Clarendon Connection. It's CRS Radio, and we will be right back. We're going to jump right back on that point, and we're just going to expound on it as much as we can. We'll be right back.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I think they're on break. Yeah.
Make that it shook, make that it shook, make that it shook, make that it shook, 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 shook.
right, ladies, now that we found love, what are we going to do with it? All right. Are you guys there? We're back live.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay. All right, so. Yes, the ladies' lines are open.
Both a deadline for when you stop talking.
So let's, ladies.
An amount that you're willing to reduce with a very ambitious, very large infrastructure plan that the White House had in mind. How far are you willing to reduce it? Because Republicans are talking about.
Okay, Pastor Jen. Let's take it away. I think the ladies are caught up in discussing. Ladies, are you back? Okay, you guys are
discussing. Yes, we're here, Doctor.
All right, awesome. Okay, so we're back, and we wanna expound some more on this same question that was asked, because I know you guys have something to say concerning it. So I'm just gonna revisit the question. It says, "Do you think that violence against women have increased through this pandemic?"
I'm gonna climb in a minute, Lilo. It's done it. Remember, there's not just physical violence. There's emotional violence. There's abuse. There's financial abuse. There's more to it than that affects a human being. And as you're saying, we're all close homes with this pandemic at hand. And first, if our relationships that we were in were solid from the beginning, now that we can't escape, we can't go to a friend's house, we don't have a job to drive to, we don't have kids to take to extracurricular activities, we find ourselves in a box that we basically can't get out of, and then frustration is going to enter into the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then all sorts of abuse are going to take place. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, and you're right, because abuse is just not just physical, emotionally, even with food. People get abused with food, and so it has to be looked on a broad perspective. How is it going to be different? Because as you said, lots of people are home now. So things that you were able to bypass because you get away by going to work, or you get away by going to a friend's house, or, you know, just going out on a date with girls or whatever the case is, you can't, because there's nowhere to go right now. So you have to stay into that situation, and you have to deal with it. So now you find out, was this the true love? Was this the right person? And how do I escape this? How do I make this work? You know, in many different areas, how do I make it work? Financially, emotionally, physically, how do I make it work? So I'm just going to call. And, is Christine available to speak on that?
Dr. Cameron, bless you, woman of God. This is an awesome topic, and I pray that somebody under the sound of our voices will be blessed with what is being really being downloaded on this platform. I thank the president of the women's group, Leslie Ann, for connecting us. And what comes to mind, Dr. Cameron, is if there's a situation where it's easier said than done.
Yes.
We can sit here and talk about the abuse and how women should have self-esteem and get out of it, but I'm going to say to somebody that you have a goal. Set a goal. God has downloaded in us talents that we have inside. Whether you can bake a cookie, bake a bread, do something. But a lot of women find themselves, and it's not just women that are in poverty. There are women that are on Wall Street that are in a cage, so to speak, because they like the lifestyle. They like the fact that they don't have to go to work. The man is providing. So when you give that power, that economic power over to anybody, whether or not, you know, you're living in the ghetto or you're living in the penthouse, you give away your kind of mental power. That being said, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, no matter what it is, set a goal. Whether it's 18 months, 1 year, set a goal. What do you have that you can make something your own? So you don't have to depend on it. Because a lot of the abuse comes from
okay, I want to leave. I don't like the black eyes. Nobody enjoys the abuse in that sense, but it's a necessity, a means to an end. Somebody's paying your rent.
Yes.
Somebody's buying your clothes. Make a plan that you can do for yourself and start building up yourself there. And if you don't have a plan, pray and ask God to give you that vision. And you start with a plan. And once the mind, it's very powerful with the mind. Once you have that plan and that goal, and it's your own secret between you and God, you will make a way out. He will make a way for you. But you have to make sure that you're in a situation where you've decided that you want to bake your own bread. You want to make your own. Because a lot of women are in situations in abuse because they put themselves in vulnerable economics, and Donna touched on it as well, emotional. I was, I'm speaking to you a strong voice, but oh my goodness, 5 years from now, 5 years ago, I was a mess because my ex-husband, I depended on him to make me happy, I used to cry because he didn't give me flowers it was just such a dependence, a codependency that really, I don't know if anybody can understand or chime into what I'm saying, but just women are dependent or end up being dependent because at the back of my mind, I was stuck in this, I expected someone to come and rescue me. Knight in shining armor. The man is supposed to do this. The man is supposed to do that. But there's a role that we all have to play for ourselves, right?
Yes, yes. So basically what I'm hearing, it comes down to self-esteem and choice. So
I wanted to add something here, Dr. Cameron. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
That's fine.
But,
go ahead.
We had done a mental health seminar several years back. I don't know if you ladies remember. And we were listening to a motivational speaker. She's also a Christian, Carolyn Miss. And she was talking about self-esteem. And what she said that caught me was that when you have high self-esteem, you esteem every area in your life high, right? So your finances will be on point. The way you present yourself will be on point. You will make sure that you finish school because you see yourself highly.
Yes.
That you won't settle for, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Even the way that you walk will be, your self-esteem is high. So I think that that's pretty much what it comes down to, as you said, self-esteem and choice.
Yes.
We allow ourselves to become too dependent on someone. It doesn't have to be because they're hitting us, but manipulating us. You know, people are very good at manipulating people and abusing them that way, or, putting them down, bullying them, So that was just a little piece that I wanted to share there on self-esteem.
And we're brought up as spiritual people. We're Christian. I believe all of us here are Christian women on the line. I want to read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 11. It says, however, in the Lord, neither is woman independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. But we have been brought up in this setting wherein we have been taught that the men should take care of us completely. And that,
amen.
And some women, they take that and they wouldn't strive for themselves. They wouldn't try to make something out of themselves. So they have this mindset that it's the man's responsibility. And I do agree it is the man because he's the head of the home. But how do you complement each other? How do you come together and make it work? Especially in this society today. And so because of that, some women will take the abuse because their self-esteem is so low and they're refusing to go out and do something for themselves. Some women don't even have children at home but still refuse to go out and work. And so they find themselves in this abusive relationship which I don't agree. I was discussing with one of my friends tonight that I don't, it doesn't matter how a woman anger a man, he should have the power to resist hitting the woman. That's what, that's my belief. I really don't believe that a man should put his hand on a woman. I really don't believe that a man should deprive a woman from having meal or deprive his family or whatever. There's certain responsibility that you have to take charge of. So, it all depends. Again, it comes down to culture. It depends on how you were nurtured. It depends on what happened in your youth, as a youth. It depends on your history. Because it has a lot, everything play a role in the matter. So you guys can work on that, or where do we go from here? As you said, we can have as much discussion as we can, but how do we reach people, women that are being abused? How do we tell them it is not normal? It is not all right.
Can I jump in here for a minute?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Can I jump in here for a sec, Dr. Cameron?
Yes.
excuse me. I'm listening to everyone speaking, and I'm not negating, or neither would I want to take away anything from what is being said. They're all valid contribution to the conversation that we're having. But I'm looking through a much deeper lens right now.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of women who find themselves in a situation where they become so dependent upon a man that they cannot move, I do believe that the majority of these women, they really and truly want to get up. How do they get up is another story. And again, I have to base everything on the spiritual component of man. Because of the fall, and I keep going back to that, and I can't move away from that, the enemy has got the hand upon us in that he has taken away our self-esteem. That young girl is growing up. We had this this somewhat of a discussion earlier on today. That young girl is growing up. That enemy, the devil, will present himself to that young girl, make her feel that that man is the best thing since sliced bread. And he moves her into that direction in order to take her off course. When she gets into that situation, you were talking about a bright, articulate young lady going through high school at the top of the class, you name it. And he takes her off course. When he takes her off course, she ends up getting 2 and 3 children by the time she's 19 years old. And there's nowhere to go. And the man has gone. He's left her, period. He has left her with these 3 children to fend for herself, and not only herself, but the children. Mm-hmm. And so this woman is not going to get anything from this man. Where else if she shuts her leg to this man? Oh, Holy Ghost. So this man is not going to give her anything for these children. So it becomes cyclic because she's not fully educated. She's not well-rounded in order to go out and to get the type of job that she would like to get, or the type of job that would enable her to garner the kind of money that she needs in order to maintain the viability of her family and herself. So her eyes is planted on another man because this is the plan of the enemy for her. Remember, God has got a purpose for this woman. And I see it with so many young women. I see it. I get calls from young women time and time again who are down there in the pit. And these young ladies, they're bright. They're with a man for 15 years, 3 children. And the man has promised them to marry them. And they can't seem to get out of this situation because they're locked in. I do not believe that these women most time do not want to come out. But there is something. There's a force that is at work here that is not seen to the visibility of the eyes. It is all spiritual. And if you're not able to discern this type of a happening that is happening with this woman, let me tell you something, this woman will not come out. And so I think in this, especially in this last day, God has brought some people at the forefront of some ministry
He has raised them up in order to speak into the lives of these women and also men, because sometimes we're just looking at the women to say, oh, the women are being beaten up and the women are this and the women are that. Let me tell you something, and I'm not standing here defending men, because I don't believe that a man should put his hand on a woman. I think that there's a line that should be drawn. That line is supposed to be so obvious that it is not funny. But we also have to look at the dynamics that are at play here. Like I said previously, hurt people, hurt people. We have to begin to go to grassroots and teach our boys how to first respect themselves. When that young boy is taught how to respect himself and how to respect his mother, his grandmother, his mother, and all the women around him, he will grow up realizing and accepting the fact that this is the way a woman is supposed to be treated. We have a lot of men out there, men that women are heralding, men that women are, hey, hooray, kind of thing, and this man is this and this man is that. This man doesn't even know how to pull a chair for them if they go out in a certain setting. He doesn't even know how to open the door for her. Come on now. He doesn't even know if something falls from her hand to pick it up. So, and I can go on. So we have got to culture our men, because this is not just about bringing on the bread. It is not just about laying hands upon the woman. It is not just about depriving the woman of sex or going into the woman and not even knowing how to caress her, how to get into foreplay. Because we have a lot of women out there that don't even understand something as it pertains to intimacy, men and women. And so we. When I look at individuals, I look at them from a holistic perspective. We have a lot of pastors standing up in the pulpit, and for God's sake, they don't even know how to treat their wives.
That's true.
Lot of pastors, bishops, stand up there and they preach a message and preach that such a solid message. But if you don't have the spirit of discernment, you go, ha, 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 ha. And let me tell you something. When that man steps off of that pulpit and when he gets home, oh, glory be to God, that woman suffers at the hand of this man. And so we've got to begin, I like to say, saved but not delivered. And so we've got to begin to look, and this is not about even being saved alone, but I'm talking about the church as the body of Christ, because when you're out there in the world, God can't stand to your defense unless somebody's really, really praying for you, as per se. When God called Israel, he called Israel as the church. And so Israel is the nation that models the church until Jesus comes, and then he calls us, we as Christians now. I don't even like to use the word Christian anymore, because everybody is Christian. But Jesus has called us now to model the church, to model him. But we're not modeling him, and so the dynamics. You see a brother out there in the church, and the brother go marry the girl. The brother don't know nothing. The brother should not be marrying this woman, so to speak. And so we tend to narrow this thing down just to a certain group. No, it's a holistic thing. And so when we look at the abuse that comes to women, and I don't like to say women, men too, but we're talking about women tonight. When we look at the abuse that comes to women, we have got to look at this thing on a holistic level, else we can't begin to even work to chisel away and to get to the root of the problem. So for a woman out there and a man beating her up, let me tell you something. You see, The way I put it is when that woman stands before that man, it doesn't matter what kind of self-esteem she has. God has got to be standing in her. Let me tell you something. That man that is coming with a spirit of perversion on him, when he stands before that woman, especially if she ain't saved, no devil from hell can prevent what is supposed to happen. He's going to go with that woman. That woman is going to go with him, because that's a setup right then and there. But if we don't have the eyes to see that this is a setup, we're going to walk and say, oh, she's worthless, she can't get up from there, and she's dependent, and she this and she that. No, we have to look at it from a deep. I'm not saying that is not a part of it, but we have to look at it from a holistic perspective. When we're viewing it from a holistic perspective, when we're viewing it through the eyes of God, then we can stand up and say, well, hey, listen, This is what this woman needs in order to get her over. I heard a minister was speaking the other day, and he said, this girl is somewhere in Africa. She was out there, and she was working the streets. A bright, beautiful girl, and she's in university. She says, I got to work the streets. I got my mother, and I got my siblings to take care of. The pastor said, if I provide you with the help that you need, will you come off the streets? She said, 100%, listen to me, that man got to work. He was seeing through the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some sisters together. This girl came off the street. No more, no streets. And she got graduated from school. She did what she was supposed to do. There's so many things, people of God, that is happening in the world today that is eating away at the core of relationships, families, just in general. But I'm going to leave it here. 1 hour is not good enough. Guys, you know me, Dr. Pam. I can go on and on and on. Because, listen to me, this is more of a spiritual thing than anything else, people of God. This is what, listen to me, when the enemy sits, oh, glory be to God, when the enemy sits down and the enemy plan, remember, God dispatched every one of us here in planet Earth with everything that we need in order to sufficiently take care of us here in the earth realm. But because of our disobedience and we have moved away from the presence of the Lord, this is why we suffer so much. Jesus Christ came to walk the earth to show us how to come back to him. And if we don't follow in the footsteps of Jesus, we're going to have more and more of this. But now he's raising up people, giants in the earth realm, to stand with these people, to cry with them, to co-labor with them, and to get them out of the hands of the enemy. It ain't easy when a woman gives herself to a man. For the first time she gives herself to the man, she tends to think that this is it for her, for a lot of women. She tends to think this is it for her. The man, she belongs to the man. The man just want to have sex, and he going to move to somebody else after her, and somebody else, and somebody else. And so she's hooked on him. She waits on that phone call. She waits on him to come pick her up. She waits on him to come take her out. She waits on him for everything. So it's easy for you and I to sit and say, hey, this is what needs to happen. This is what needs to be done. But, ladies, there's a much bigger picture here.
Yeah.
And not until we can see the bigger picture before we can start to solve the problem. And we've got to see this picture through the eyes of the Lord. And I'm done.
Okay, it's your Caribbean radio show, Clarendon Connection. Your host is Pastor Rowan Cameron. He's not in tonight. I'm sitting in the hot seat, Dr. Pamela Cameron. Ladies, we have 12 minutes to go. I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to give their final point of view. Believe me, this is not even the touch of the iceberg. We got to plan and we got to come back and we got to do this again, because lots of ladies are out there and they want to know how to get out of this. So I'm just opening the floor for everyone to just give their point of view.
Hi there, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I'd like to share my perspective, if I may. I'm kind of come at it from a different angle. I was abused. I was physically abused. Well, I guess you could say all areas of abuse, but physical violence. I was in hiding for 2 years, running from someone. I had to get restraining orders. And interestingly enough, I grew up in a household where my mother was physically abused. And I realized my mother never worked, and she was totally dependent on this man. So I vowed when I grew up, I would never be dependent on anyone. So I was never dependent on a man. But yet I found myself in an abusive relationship. And I think mine was I was looking for love. And again, like so many women, I mistaken love, the abuse for the love. You know, they punch you in the nose and your face is all bruised. And then they come back and say, oh, I'm so sorry. And that act there, you think, oh, look, they care about me, but yet forgetting the fact that they're the ones that cause the pain. And it's funny. So my mother was a dependent. I was never, to this day, I'm not dependent on a man. And so I've had to do a lot of work on myself. So how do we change this? Is there something that can be done? Absolutely. And there's something that needs to be done from the female's perspective and from the male's perspective. And it's all about, I believe someone had said it earlier, it's about self-awareness as well, right? We have to recognize. I had to look back, and yes, there's generational spiritual things that are happening, and I really had to spend a lot of time with myself, with God, with people who I trust, and I had to work through these things. So the abuse it's very real. And, you know, you ask the question, is it more evident now during the pandemic? And I'm single, so I can only imagine it would be, because the abuser, he's not out there as much as he normally is, so she's not even getting a break.
Right? Yeah.
She's right in the midst of it. And then everything is over, you know, you're seeing everything is more amplified. And it's I can only imagine, and I see all kinds of stuff happening. And I've seen women in abusive relationships, and I see women that, you know, whether it be financial or otherwise, that they just can't seem to get out. And I know what it feels like because I was there. But one day I woke up and I realized I didn't need that anymore. And I worked on myself, my self-love, my self-esteem. And that's how I got out of it. And I'm here to tell you today that will never happen to me again. And whenever I see it, and if there's any woman that I can ever help, I will, and I do, because I know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. And it's so good hearing from you, Dawn, for somebody that I've identified with that. Not only did you identify with it one way, you realized it's also spiritual and generational. So it was coming down the
Absolutely.
Line, and you had to get to that place where you said, no, enough is enough. And I'm better than this. This is not for me. So you took that stand. And a lot of people, a lot of women, they might not have that spiritual guidance to know that this is a spiritual warfare. I got to get out of this. So hearing from you, like, we need to hear more from women like you that have really been there. I've never been abused, so I really don't know what it's like. I'm too strong-headed for that. believe me, I'm very determined and very strong-headed, so how I should be treated. So that makes a difference for me in my decision making. Anyway, the time is going, so I'm going to allow you guys to speak.
I have something to say in regards to emotional abuse. Dawn spoke to physical abuse. My scars were on the inside, and to anyone listening, there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer, and I didn't even realize that I was being abused because my ex-husband was a man of God. He was in leadership, and because I put him on a pedestal, and I thought to myself, you know, in the back of my mind, I was so lucky to, you know, to be of service and all that, not from an egotistical point of view, but from a low self-esteem point of view, where a lot of women, if you trace it back, it's just daddy issues. So I know that time is far spent. And, yes, we do need a due respect, Dr. Cameron, if we have a part two. We can talk about the daddy issues and the root causes. But absolutely, fun. I still stand that low self-esteem is a spiritual issue, whether it be coming from emotional abuse, from a narcissist. If anyone knows about narcissism, Google it, YouTube it. You know, narcissistic abuse is real. And I'm sympathetic to the black men. I'm a black woman. I'm sympathetic to the black men that end up being narcissistic. I can understand from their lens and understanding that they have to regain their power somewhere. They still are being abused themselves in society and being, you know, thought of less than and so forth, and have to climb up corporate ladders. They take it out when they can, and unfortunately, they take it out at home. So to the women who haven't come to themselves, so to speak, like Dawn did and what the lady, the pastor, the minister said earlier, you have to come to yourself, and then you know, the Holy Spirit will come through and strengthen you, but it has to be a higher power. Movie, I Can Tina, I think it's the Tina Turner story. She was abused, and she had to come to herself, too. There is a point in time where you draw that reference in your inner strength. So there's power in prayer, and I appreciate this conversation. Thank you.
Okay, we have 5 minutes to go. I'm not going to cut you. We have 5 minutes to go, so just take a minute, and then we're going to ask Pastor Jen to close us off and pray for the ladies out there that are going through so much. We're going to have a part two and a three if we need to, because this needs more. go ahead, Minister.
Yes, we definitely do need a part two, Dr. Cameron. I just wanted to add that, my father's an alcoholic, and being married to someone who gambles or who's an alcoholic isn't easy either. And we know that all of these things are spiritual. But the Bible also says that faith without works is dead. And so a wife can pray for her alcoholic husband as much as she wants to pray for him. But until he comes to terms with the fact that he has an issue and decides to go to Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever it is he needs to do to fix his problem, it will always be there.
Yes.
I think that, you know, women with self-esteem, they have to work on themselves. When you're going through these things, it's a choice. You either stay in the relationship or you walk away from it, right? That is just my piece. I think that, you know, we know that everything is spiritual, but we also have to do the work. That's it.
And sorry, I just want to echo what Leslie Ann is saying. When you're walking away from something, you don't have to physically leave the house. Mentally, you make your plan, right? Make your vision be known. Write it down, and you mentally get out of that space. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Ladies, you're hot tonight. You're so hot. So we definitely coming back on this. So we have 3 minutes to go. Pastor Jen, I'm just going to ask you to close off. Ladies, I so much appreciate your time and your effort and your point of view on this matter. When I'm finished, I'm going to give you guys a call right away. And we plan something and we just hit this running. We don't want it to die. And, you know, let's just continue to pray and pray for these women to get them out of these situations and that they will recognize that their values is so much more than what men say they are or other women say they are, or even how they look at themselves at this time. All right, Pastor Jen, woman of God.
God bless you. Woman of God, it was a pleasure. I've listened to all of you, and I can take a piece of all of you. I've experienced abuse on so many different levels, but thank God, the Lord has helped me to move away from it. And so I give God thanks, and I can appreciate where you all are coming from tonight. It was a pleasure for this conversation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise tonight, mighty God. Lord God, almighty Father God, there is nothing that is called an accident, Father, in your realm. Mighty God, tonight as we came together, Father, in this fashion to have this discussion, Father, oh, Lord God, almighty Father God, we thank you for being in our midst tonight, Father. We thank you tonight, Father God. I still stand on the ground, Father God, that you presented Eve unto Adam as a gift, mighty Jesus. Men are being presented, Father God. Oh, glory be to God. Women are being presented to men as a gift, Father. God almighty, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, Father, to begin to teach our men. This has been a mandate for me that our men will be taught how to learn to appreciate that special gift, oh, almighty God, that you have given unto them, Father. Oh, almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we know, Father God, that this is not just ordinary. Know that this came. There's a root to this, Father. And, oh, God, almighty Father God, teach us all to get to the root of this, Father, and then we can begin to move from the root, Father, and to go upward. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every woman that is hurting tonight, almighty God, I put them in your presence tonight, Father. I pray, oh, God, that you'll cover them. I pray, oh, God, that you'll soothe their pain. Heal their discomfort, Father. I pray, God, that you yourself will minister to them, Father. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you'll minister to the men, Father, because, God almighty, there is not one without the other, mighty Jesus. God, you said the two became one, Father, one flesh. And in the name of Jesus tonight, Father, this is what we're battling, this one flesh thing. Father, we just want to thank you tonight for the host of this program. I want to thank you tonight for Dr. Cameron, Dr. Rowan Cameron. I want to thank you tonight, Father, for where you're taking this ministry. God, we just want to bless you tonight, and we just want to thank you tonight, Father, as we close. Hear us, we pray, Father God. Continue to minister to us tonight, Father. Minister to these women at the other end of the line, Father, as we look to you, and we continue to bless you, and we continue to lift you up, and we continue to thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. It's Caribbean Radio Show.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you all, women. We will meet again. God bless you, and thank you for coming. Thank you, listeners. Have a wonderful night in the Lord. God bless you.
Bless you, Dr. Cameron. Bless you. Amen.
Amen.